Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Personality NLP case study for Theresa. Ascendant, Rohini, Taurus, Rahu and Jupiter in first house. Teresa's ascendant is in Rohini, within Taurus, with both Rahu and Jupiter placed in the first house, a combination that brings sensuality, brilliance, psychological complexity, and expansive presence to her core personality. Taurus rising gives Theresa an earthy, grounded, and aesthetic temperament. She is likely perceived as calm, stable, and attractive, someone who moves through the world with an appreciation for comfort, form, and tangible value. But Rohini, ruled by the moon, adds emotional magnetism and a strong creative undercurrent. This is a placement associated with charm, fertility, and the ability to attract attention effortlessly. People are drawn to Theresa, often sensing a quiet sensual power and emotional richness even beneath a composed surface. Rahu's presence here intensifies that magnetism, but adds a layer of restless self-invention. It suggests that Theresa's personality has undergone multiple rewirings. She may shapeshift, rebrand, or reinvent herself repeatedly in search of an ideal self-image or identity. From an NLP perspective, Rahu in the first gives strong towards motivation direction. She is driven by the vision of what she wants to become, not just by what she wants to avoid. This makes her bold in personal development, perhaps drawn to practices, personas, or philosophies that help her transcend past limitations. She likely responds to high aspirations, visual symbols of success or beauty, and transformational self-work. Jupiter here counters Rahu's hunger with wisdom, warmth, and ethical gravity. In Migashira, it adds mental curiosity, adaptability, and emotional intelligence. She's not just reinventing herself to impress others, but also to align more fully with her inner truth and ideals. Jupiter in the first gives her a general chunking style. She thinks in big patterns, universal truths, and overarching goals. From an NLP lens, this creates a dual processing style, part auditory digital Jupiter and part visual Rahu, meaning she balances insight and logic with vivid imagination and symbolic perception. Theresa's frame of reference is internal. Jupiter in the first strengthens self-belief, independent judgment, and moral orientation. She likely makes decisions based on personal resonance rather than external feedback. But Rahu creates a paradox. While she moves from within, she may still feel drawn to external markers of growth, achievements, image shifts, or evolving labels that represent deeper internal shifts. There may be occasional tension between the desire to stay grounded in her truth, Taurus Jupiter, and the desire to chase a newer, shinier version of herself, Rahu. Her attention filter is self-oriented. The first house is naturally concerned with the self, and with Rahu and Jupiter both placed there, Theresa is deeply invested in her own growth, perception, and trajectory. This doesn't mean she is self-absorbed. Rather, she's self-aware, constantly tuning in to how she's evolving, how she appears, and what she is embodying in any given moment. There's likely a lifelong focus on refining her presence, not just to be seen, but to feel deeply aligned with her own values. Theresa's action preference is a blend of proactive, Rahu, and philosophically reactive, Jupiter. She may instinctively jump into new personal paths, reinvent herself, or commit to growth initiatives quickly. But Jupiter ensures there's reflection and ethical checking behind those moves. She's likely someone who acts on impulse when inspired, but returns to those actions later to anchor them in integrity and insight. Altogether, Theresa's ascendant configuration reveals a psyche shaped by beauty, ambition, complexity, and truth-seeking. She moves through life as a grounded visionary, someone who radiates sensual charm, yet craves transformation, who lives simply, yet thinks expansively. Her NLP drives here point to a self-guided, future-oriented, internally referenced seeker, always refining who she is, not just for the world to see, but for herself to recognize. Fifth house, Moon in Chitra Virgo. Theresa's fifth house, which governs creative intelligence, memory, self-expression, romance, and how she processes and shares knowledge, contains the moon in Chitra, placed in Virgo. This creates a subtle but potent fusion of emotional sensitivity and aesthetic precision. The moon here makes her emotionally responsive to detail. And Chitra, ruled by Mars, adds creative fire, refined taste, and an inner need to shape beauty from structure. She likely possesses a sharp inner eye for what works, not just logically, but visually and emotionally. And this filters through how she expresses, teaches, or imagines. The moon in Virgo tends toward kinesthetic and auditory digital processing in NLP terms. Theresa may feel her way through ideas and then mentally refine them, a blend of emotional intuition and intellectual structure. Chitra adds a visual overlay, heightening her sensitivity to design, spatial order, color, tone, or symmetry in both physical and emotional expression. She may not be overtly performative in her creativity, but there is artistry in how she solves problems, phrases thoughts, or helps others navigate complexity. Her brilliance often lies in how she sees and orders the world. Her primary motivation direction in this house is towards. She is drawn toward making things beautiful, clear, or functional, whether ideas, emotions, or learning environments. There's a strong desire to improve, refine, and uplift, not through dramatic expression, but through meaningful precision. She may love sharing knowledge or nurturing others' learning, but always in a way that preserves elegance and avoids emotional messiness. If something feels sloppy or emotionally incoherent, she'll quietly fix it or step back. Teresa's frame of reference here is largely internal. The moon in Virgo doesn't rely on external affirmation to know what feels right. She checks in with her own emotional logic. Chitra adds a self-refining tone. She's likely hard on herself at times, especially in creative or educational expression. She holds high standards, not to impress, but because her internal metric for rightness is very specific. She may revise her words, her plans, or her emotional choices multiple times before sharing them, wanting them to land with clarity and grace. Her time orientation is mostly in time, especially in creative or emotional spaces. While she can plan and think long-term, her expression thrives in the immediacy of emotional or aesthetic presence. She likely enters creative or teaching flow states when emotionally engaged, adjusting tone, style, or delivery moment by moment based on what feels most attuned. She may be at her best when allowed to respond in real time with subtle control and spacious improvisation. Theresa's work preference here leans towards solo with proximity. She works best when she has the autonomy to create or think privately, but appreciates emotionally safe, aesthetically pleasing environments nearby. She doesn't need constant feedback or group engagement, but does well with quiet, respectful support. She's most alive when her creativity, sensitivity, and intellect can move in sync in environments that invite calm, order, and meaningful expression. Altogether, the moon in Chitra in the fifth house gives Teresa a quiet brilliance, emotionally attuned, aesthetically discerning, and mentally agile. Her NLP profile here reflects someone who processes through feeling and form, thinks through tone and timing, and expresses in ways that refine both self and environment. She doesn't just share ideas, she shapes them into something beautiful, clear, and deeply human. Teresa's seventh house, the domain in, is the domain of intimate partnership, long-term collaboration, emotional mirroring, and shared growth, contains Ketu and Anuradha, placed in Scorpio. This is a deeply karmic and psychologically intricate placement. Ketu brings detachment, past life residue, and spiritual depth. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, offers loyalty, devotion, and emotional complexity. Together in Scorpio, the sign of transformation, secrecy, and emotional intensity, this configuration suggests that Teresa approaches partnership with a mix of profound emotional depth and instinctive detachment. She wants union, but only the kind that is emotionally honest, spiritually resonant, and psychologically rich. Ketu in this position reflects a reactive and often dissociative NLP action style within relational dynamics. Theresa may feel deeply in partnerships, but not always express it in conventional ways. Her responses in relationships are often triggered by emotional memory, intuition, or subtle undercurrents. She likely withdraws when emotional falseness or manipulation is sensed. Not out of fear, but because she's already seen the pattern. There's a karmic familiarity to how she engages with partners, as if she's navigating a long-standing script, one she no longer fully identifies with. Her frame of reference in partnership is strongly internal. Ketu doesn't look for approval, it tunes inward. Theresa likely checks her own emotional and energetic resonance before committing to any relational direction. Anuradha strengthens this with Saturn's loyalty and emotional maturity. She doesn't want superficial bonds. If a partnership doesn't feel spiritually or psychologically integrated, she's unlikely to invest, no matter how polished it appears externally. She needs to feel the soul of it, not just the form. Theresa's work preference in the relational sphere is paradoxical. While she is profoundly capable of deep one-on-one connection, her ideal partnership dynamic may require proximity with solitude. She works best when she has the freedom to withdraw and return, emotionally or physically, without guilt or pressure. Ketu craves spaciousness. Anuradha needs trust. So the ideal dynamic for her is one in which both presence and privacy are honored, a bond rooted in energetic recognition, not constant engagement. Her time orientation in relationships is typically through time. Saturn's rulership of Anuradha adds a long arc view of connection. Theresa doesn't rush into or out of emotional bonds. She processes slowly, tests for depth, and tends to view relationships as cycles of growth and spiritual accountability. Even when she appears to detach, she continues to metabolize emotional data across time, reviewing, reevaluating, integrating. Theresa's primary interest motivation in this house is people-oriented, but not socially driven. She's interested in the inner world of the other, their patterns, their truth, their shadow. Ketu and Scorpio both seek what's hidden, and she may be naturally drawn to partners who are complex, wounded, or undergoing transformation. Not because she wants to fix them, but because she recognizes something in their emotional architecture that mirrors her own. Relationship, for her, is not for comfort. It's for clarity and evolution. Altogether, Ketu and Anuradha in the seventh house marks Theresa as someone who seeks soulful, emotionally honest, and spiritually meaningful connection, but who also needs freedom from emotional noise or superficial relating. Her NLP drives here reflect a psyche that loves quietly, evaluates deeply, and detaches when the partnership no longer reflects her evolving truth. She is not afraid of depth, only of losing herself in something that doesn't really see her. Eighth house, Sun in Uttarashada and Mercury in Purva Ashada, Sagittarius. Theresa's eighth house, the realm of emotional transformation, intimacy, psychological depth, hidden knowledge, and personal power, holds both the Sun in Uttara Ashada and Mercury in Purva Ashada, placed in Sagittarius. This pairing places a spotlight on clarity through truth. The eighth house is a private, intense space, and both the Sun and Mercury here suggest that Theresa's sense of self and intellectual identity are forged through deep emotional inquiry, crisis processing, and metaphysical or philosophical exploration. She doesn't skim the surface, she searches, and she knows. The Sun in Uttara Ashada brings a quiet yet unshakable dignity to how she handles transformation. This nakshatra, ruled by the Sun itself, is about final victory through moral clarity, suggesting that Theresa seeks to find or hold to personal truth even in the face of emotional collapse or complexity. From an NLP lens, this gives her a strong internal reference. She assesses relational, emotional, and psychological situations based on her personal code, not external opinions. Her action style here is largely reactive. She won't jump into emotional revelations or confrontations quickly. Instead, she responds when her internal compass aligns and she feels it's time to speak or act. But when she does, it's with authority. Mercury in Purva Ashada, also in Sagittarius, brings mental boldness, abstract insight, and verbal fluency to this deep house. Theresa processes emotional and psychological content through auditory, digital, and visual symbolic channels. She may talk herself through emotional crises, or seek structured ideas, archetypes, or metaphysical systems to explain inner upheaval. This Mercury is not purely rational, it interprets. She likely links her emotions to larger stories or philosophies, especially when processing loss, grief, or relational breakdowns. Her time orientation in this house leans through time. Sagittarius imparts a broad temporal lens. She sees how events connect across cycles and likely processes emotional trauma or transformation in chapters. Her memory is narrative and moral, not just emotional. She reflects, gathers meaning, then reframes. This gives her the ability to intellectualize the emotional without dissociating from it, a rare and powerful integration. Theresa's work preference in this domain is more solo or deep proximity. The eighth house isn't social, and neither is Sagittarius here, despite its usual extroversion. She may need solitude to integrate emotionally and intellectually, or she may prefer intimate one-on-one settings where truth is shared honestly and cleanly. In transformational work, whether research, healing, or coaching, she likely prefers depth over speed and truth over comfort. Her primary interest motivation in this house is concept-driven, but emotionally anchored. The Sun and Mercury in Sagittarius in the eighth give her a deep interest in why things fall apart, how people are transformed, and what lies beneath human behavior. She may have a fascination with psychology, shadow work, mystical traditions, or philosophy, especially those that deal with death, change, or identity. She's not afraid of taboo. In fact, she finds clarity through walking straight into it. Altogether, this configuration makes Theresa someone who processes life through moral vision, emotional depth, and structured insight. Her NLP drives here reveal a mind that finds power not by avoiding pain, but by translating it into personal wisdom. She is the quiet voice in the storm, the one who listens, reflects, and names the truth when others cannot. Her presence in the eighth is not loud, but it is life-altering. Ninth house, Mars in Dhanishta, and Venus in Shravana Capricorn. Theresa's ninth house, the domain of wisdom, higher learning, personal philosophy, ethics, teachers, and long-distance journeys, holds both Mars in Dhanishta and Venus in Shravana, both placed in Capricorn. This combination gives her a drive for structured knowledge, grounded idealism, and a deep love for disciplined learning. The ninth house is traditionally expansive and idealistic, but Capricorn filters it through reality, suggesting that Theresa's approach to belief and learning is not abstract or speculative, but practical, tested, and built to last. Mars in Dhanishta energizes this house with rhythmic ambition. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, is about mastery through effort and rhythm, suggesting that Theresa's pursuit of truth and philosophy is not casual. It's a focused drive. From an NLP perspective, Mars here supports a proactive action style, especially in intellectual or philosophical domains. She's not a passive learner. She seeks, studies, builds, and applies. Her beliefs are not just read, they're lived. She likely channels this energy into teaching, mentoring, writing, or activism, wherever she can see her convictions produce results. Venus in Shravana, on the other hand, brings beauty, empathy, and listening intelligence into this same house. Shravana, ruled by the moon, is the nakshatra of deep hearing. It gives her a love for learning that is as emotional as it is intellectual. Venus here refines her sense of what is true through resonance. She must feel the wisdom to integrate it. This adds a kinesthetic and auditory NLP style to her learning process. She likely absorbs knowledge through tone, mood, rhythm, and embodiment, not just content. Conversations, storytelling, and sacred sound or text may hold more power for her than dry logic. Theresa's frame of reference in this house is clearly internal. Capricorn grants self-responsibility, Mars adds willpower, and Venus filters truth through personal values. She doesn't simply adopt belief systems, she tests them through experience. This makes her philosophical posture both humble and strong. She's always learning, but not easily swayed. Her worldview is shaped by earned truth, not just inspiration. Her work preference in ninth house matters leans towards solo and proximity. Venus enjoys collaboration in intellectual or spiritual exploration, but Mars requires autonomy. Theresa likely learns or creates best when she has time and space to explore her thoughts, but may also flourish in small, focused circles of seekers or teachers where wisdom is exchanged respectfully. Large or overly noisy learning environments may feel distracting. She values depth and alignment in both the material and the people sharing it. Her time orientation is strongly through time. Capricorn builds, Venus refines, and Mars measures. She learns across years, returns to cortex, and evolves her views thoughtfully. She's not interested in fleeting trends or spiritual shortcuts. Her growth is structured, devotional, and progressional. This gives her deep respect for legacy, tradition, and systems that have proven value. Her primary interest motivation in this house blends concept and value orientation. She is drawn to philosophies, ethical systems, and frameworks that elevate, clarify, and ground human potential. She likely values teachings that balance idealism with accountability, those that help her live better, serve better, and embody what she believes. Her ninth house isn't about escape. It's about excellence through alignment. Altogether, Mars and Venus in Capricorn in the ninth make Teresa a discipline seeker, someone who integrates belief with behavior and insight with integrity. Her NLP drives reflect a learner who acts on what she knows, absorbs through emotional resonance, and remains devoted to truth that is real, refined, and rhythmically earned. 10th house, Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius. Teresa's 10th house, the sphere of career, public reputation, legacy, and societal role, contains Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada, placed in Aquarius. This is a placement of profound inner resolve and unconventional outer service. Saturn in the 10th brings discipline, accountability, and long-term ambition, while Aquarius adds a futuristic, systems-oriented, and reformative quality. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, overlays this structure with mystical intensity, suggesting that Teresa's public identity is forged not just through effort, but through deep moral vision and principled disruption. She doesn't want to just succeed. She wants her success to mean something. From an NLP standpoint, this gives Teresa a highly procedural operational style. She is someone who builds her career step by step, often under pressure or over time, valuing mastery over momentum. With Saturn here, she respects roles, responsibilities, and structure, but only when they serve the collective good. Aquarius, combined with Purva Bhadrapada's intense inner fire, makes her a principled reformer. She's likely to thrive in careers where she can fix broken systems, challenge outdated norms, or lead with integrity in causes larger than herself. Her action style is typically reactive. She doesn't rush into visibility or leadership. She waits, watches, builds foundation, then steps forward with gravitas and clarity. But once she acts, she does so with long-range vision and deep conviction. She likely takes her public presence seriously and may feel a quiet sense of duty to uphold certain standards or truths, even if they are unpopular. Teresa's frame of reference in career matters is internal. Saturn in Aquarius doesn't need applause to validate its work. It needs alignment. She likely tracks her success based on how closely her actions match her ethical code or long-term vision. External status may be a byproduct, but it's not the motivator. Her reputation matters to her, not because of vanity, but because it reflects the integrity of the work. Her work preference in this house favors solo or structured proximity. She can collaborate, especially in strategic or systemic efforts, but she may prefer to lead from behind, shape culture quietly, or direct outcomes through systems and planning rather than charisma. Too much public attention may feel burdensome unless it serves a purpose. She works best in environments where accountability, intelligence, and autonomy are respected. Her time orientation here is strongly through time. Saturn's presence ensures she sees her work in cycles, decades, and long arcs. She likely has a strong memory for institutional history, collective patterns, or her own professional trajectory, and may plan with a deep sensitivity to timing, consequence, and legacy. She's not interested in short-term wins. She builds for impact and endurance. Teresa's primary interest motivation in this house is conceptual and principle-based. She's drawn to big ideas, systems theory, policy, justice, ethical reform, future models. She may be uninterested in traditional authority, but deeply invested in ethical leadership. Her drive comes from a need to contribute meaningfully, not just to do well, but to leave the system better than she found it. Altogether, Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada in the 10th gives Teresa a quietly authoritative, ethically anchored, and reform-minded public persona. Her NLP drives and career reflect a person who acts with discipline, structures with vision, and leads not for status, but for systemic healing and social contribution. Teresa's NLP profile reveals a personality defined by internal referencing, emotional attunement, symbolic insight, and long-range refinement. Her planetary configuration highlights a steady and thoughtful orientation toward growth, meaning, and self-containment. Whether through identity, creativity, relationship, or vocation, she moves through life with a subtle, self-directed rhythm, not one shaped by performance or validation, but by inner alignment. With a Taurus ascendant in Rohini and Jupiter in the first, she carries grace, presence, and a visionary quality, quietly magnetic, but grounded. Her dominant processing styles are auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. She uses internal dialogue and logical sequencing to process complex emotional or philosophical content, Mercury in 8th, Venus in 9th, but also filters life through how it feels in her body and emotional field. Moon in Virgo, Taurus ascendant. Symbolic and archetypal thought, rooted in Sagittarius and 8th house placements, gives her a unique way of connecting the inner world to the outer. She sees patterns and meaning where others may see randomness. Theresa's motivation direction is primarily towards. She is driven by ideals, refinement, emotional coherence, and soul-aligned growth. Whether evolving her self-concept, Rahu in first, expressing through craft, Moon in fifth, or seeking spiritual understanding, Venus in ninth, she moves forward when the destination reflects her values. Even Ketu in the seventh, while representing detachment, reflects a movement toward emotional clarity. She releases not out of apathy, but to protect integrity. Her frame of reference is strongly internal across all domains. Jupiter and Saturn give her a stable sense of what's right, and Ketu ensures she doesn't lose herself in others' expectations. She self-validates, learns from direct experience, and trusts her own calibration more than surface feedback. This makes her consistent and quietly confident, someone who listens deeply, pauses with purpose, and waits until the resonance is true before she moves or speaks. Theresa's chunking style is general to specific. She starts with vision and abstract understanding, Sun, Venus, Mars, and Sagittarius and Capricorn, then grounds those insights through structured thought and intentional effort. She may struggle with minutiae unless it serves a bigger framework. Once the destination is felt, emotionally or ethically, she becomes an excellent refiner, polishing thought into language, value into form. Her action style is a measured mix of proactive and reactive. Mars in Capricorn gives her the ability to lead when the goal is clear, but Mercury and the Moon suggest she needs emotional or energetic readiness before taking action. She acts with purpose, not performance. Her movement is graceful but firm, and once she commits, her follow-through is consistent and grounded in principle. Work-wise, she toggles between solo, proximity, and structured collaboration, depending on the environment. She needs solitude for internal synthesis, prefers close relational dynamics based on respect and depth, and flourishes in system-oriented group settings where roles are defined and integrity is honored. Her NLP profile as a whole reflects a soul who creates coherence between what she feels, what she believes, and how she acts, building a life of elegance, not for appearance, but from essence.